This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really mean that. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the car. And you know how to do it. Look at, sign up for this stuff. Head over to the, first, pick up your phone. If you're driving, don't look at the phone. All you got to do is text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And we'll give you a text before the show starts. Let you know we're coming up. You can decide whether to listen or not listen or whatever. Totally up to you. And then again, if you head over to the website, give us your email address. That's another way to get information on the show. If you want to, you can also get the show app. You can find it in the Apple's App Store or what's that other one? Android App Store, whatever. Whatever one you want to go to. And you get the information there as well. All right, so let's get to it because I got a lot I want to get to tonight. I know, you know what? We'll touch on the whistleblower at some point in time. But my God, everybody's talking about it nonstop, 24/7. You guys are not idiots. If you're listening to the show, then you've got some information. You've been getting information. You know what's going on. You've got, when it comes to, now, all right, we'll just touch it. We'll touch on it, all right? And then we're gonna do a touch and go, as they say in the airline world. Right? The whistleblower is not really a whistleblower. He doesn't work in the department, right? He has no direct knowledge of this. Took place back in what, June or July? This is secondhand info. This is what the court would call hearsay. You didn't quite see it, but you saw something that led you to believe that this happened. That's called hearsay. He didn't kill him, Your Honor, but I've been told he did by people we can't find aren't around anymore. I read a note that said something about that, so therefore he must be guilty. That's kind of what it boils down to. Right? There were all kinds of people listening in on the call. And the only guy who didn't have any direct connect with it decided that it was urgent and important. Well, interesting. I mean, extremely interesting. Also, you heard all about all those protesters over the weekend, right? Had to do with, that global cooling, warming, whatever debacle. And what I thought was really interesting is for a bunch of people who are really concerned that there's not enough trees, and there's, you know, all this other stuff. They were all carrying signs that were what?
Mm-hmm.
Made out of wood. Right? Made out of paper, made out of wood. Left that crap all around the place after their protests. Did it again today. These same protesters screaming about climate issues. Stopped traffic, so cars sitting there idling with their air conditioners on to stay cool. You know, they weren't contributing to anything, were they? And who did the most cleanup? Anybody know over the weekend? Who did the most cleanup over the weekend? In D.C. and other places like that. Come on, you're smarter than that. Yeah, the MAGA people. All those people that you're supposed to hate. The MAGA people. They were out there. They were out there in hazmat suits. They were cleaning stuff up in L.A. and other places. While the ones for clean air and clean water We're making a mess. A real mess. No joke. All right, California. I love this place. I love the hypocrisy behind this place. They're still number one in poverty. That's right. I mean, look around. Look at the streets. And they're blaming President Trump for this. I think this is great. It shows you how delusional they actually are. I don't have any other word for it. Just shows you how delusional they are. So California's legislature, you know, they finished, pretty much adjourned last week. I think, yeah, about a week and a half ago. And the members received another reminder that the state's biggest problem right now, and shameful, the way they've done their socioeconomics, the way they do the budgets out here, the way they dole out money, you know, they're screaming for money from President Trump, right? They want more money from the government. Give back the money for the bullet train. The only people you can house and feed with the money that you're flushing. Now, Census Bureau reported that California still has the highest level of functional poverty, which I don't even know what that means, of any state. The average poverty level here in California is over 18%. All right. Now, there's 40 million people in California. You figure that out. The number comes from a supplemental method of calculating poverty that includes a wider array of income measures. California's official rate is 12.5. That's what they'll admit to, is what they're saying. It's identical to the national rate, but it soars at the top, or bottom, however you look at it, of the supplemental list, largely due to its, you know, extraordinarily high cost of living. Now, again, I'm sure that's Trump's fault, because at least that's what Governor Newsom said, which I never understood. You know, he's trying to blame it on Trump, yet the high cost of living here is because of their taxes, state regulations, and all this. I mean, it's just amazing. We have the highest car registration rates in the country. We have the highest tax rates, highest gas taxes. But it's Trump's fault. This is true derangement. These California legislators that keep voting for these things and blaming it on Trump, it's true derangement. It is a true thing. Matter of fact, they shouldn't own guns. If anybody shouldn't have guns at home, on their person, in their car, or anywhere else, it's those people. No, I'm pumped about this. This is so irritating. The Public Policy Institute of California used a similar methodology to create a California poverty measure. It tabs out at 17.8%. It doesn't get... This is great. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Guess who comes up after the break? If you've been listening for a while, you know exactly who's coming up after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-753-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the situation, part of the solution, if you would. And I very, very, very much appreciate the time you're spending with us. Okay, let me just bring her on, because I know you wait for her. We've got a lot. I was going to say to talk about, but we really have a lot to rip into, right? All right, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. And Kimberly, thanks so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, well, first of all, I don't know if you heard the first segment. Do you know that California is holding on to first place in when it comes to poverty?
I'm not surprised.
And
I think New Hampshire is in last place.
Probably. But and Newsom and the rest of them and the California legislators on the left, they're all blaming Trump for this. Okay? For the high cost of living, for the high taxes, for the and I'm going, wait a minute. You guys are the ones that have placed these high taxes on gas. High tech, you know, I mean, all registration for cars.
Regulations, local and state regulations on housing, they're the ones who did all that.
Well, this is what I'm saying. And people buy this. How is it, do you think, and be nice, how do you think it is that the California Democrat legislators who are responsible for the high cost of living in this state, who are responsible for the high taxes, somehow keep pushing it on the Republicans and get away with it?
Because people are sheeple.
Okay.
They don't pay attention. You have the media that doesn't tell the truth and doesn't question any of these people, especially when they know full well that they're lying. People don't pay attention. They whine and complain about the taxes and, oh my, why is gas so expensive? And they don't ever look into, well, why do we have all these gas taxes? Why do they keep increasing them? And if they actually looked into it, then they would know how insane the legislators are in California.
Oh.
And maybe, just maybe, they would put an end to it. But, you know, no one seems to care. Yeah, everyone's too busy with their heads in their phones, their tablets, watching TV. They're not paying attention to the stuff that's going on around them until it's too late.
You are one optimistic lady, let me tell you what.
I was one of them. I was one of those people, so I can say that full well knowing that it's the truth, because I didn't pay attention to what was going on in Massachusetts, and it's a cesspool state as well, with high taxes, less freedom, etc. So I was there. I know what the people are like.
Yeah. No. You're exactly right. When I talk to these people, and they don't pay, you know, they keep trying to tell me that I'm wrong about certain things. And then you ask them questions. Well, did you know the state decided to do this? You know the state did this? You know the state did that? Like, well, no, I didn't hear about that. Well, yeah, you know, you got to get those headphones off and stop listening to the, you know, soccer mom music and start paying attention to what they're doing to your kids. Right?
Right. Oh, exactly. I mean, especially if people aren't paying attention to what's going on in the schools, I mean, that's where it all begins, right? Yeah. When you hand over your kids to government-run schools.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, my son went to a good school, but if I had to do it over with, if I had a child now, I would not send them to a public school. Not any public school in the country. None. I don't care how supposedly good they are.
I went to an old-fashioned parochial school in Boston, you know, St. Anthony's in the North End. None of this foolishness, none of this tomfoolery would have been, and it's not tolerated today either.
You must have got beat on by the
nuns. You were there? You saw that?
No, my mother wouldn't send me us to Catholic school because she went to Catholic school.
You know what?
She wouldn't do it.
When I went, my nuns didn't have the yardsticks. They had those pointers. They were solid wood with a rubber tip. I know what those feel like over the shoulder blades. Let me tell you what. But you know what? I'll tell you what. You learned respect. I don't care what you want to call it. You learned respect. So
you learned respect, and you didn't do it again, or you at least tried not to get caught did it again.
The best one when certain young men were looking at Playboy under their desks. You know, remember the lid, the top lid of the desk would open up?
Yes.
Right? So they'd be looking at it like that, and the nun would walk over and just slam the top of the desk down on their hands. Right?
Oh.
And go ahead and tell your mom why I did it. No, I don't think so. That's all right. I'll take the punishment.
Like, you're going to bring that in school when you have nuns as teachers in the first place.
Look, nobody said that we had the highest IQ in the city, right? I mean, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all right, let's get on some. I got to get.
Sorry.
My mother's probably listening, taking notes, and she's going to call me after the show. Did you really do that?
Did you do that? Yeah, exactly.
So, what do you, and we'll get to some of this other stuff in a minute, but what do you think about what's going on with Joe Biden and son. And, you know, mainstream media opened this Pandora's box. And now you've got video of Biden bragging about the fact that he held money from them before he Ukraine to fire that attorney general, I guess is the equivalent, the investigator. It's just amazing. This is, and now they're screaming foul, right?
Go on. It's the whole thing. I swear to God, the Democrat Party is just one hoax, one scam, one scandal after another. And every time they try to point fingers at Trump or something, it points like a boomerang. It goes right back to them and has people looking at, well, wait a minute. Well, what happened with Joe Biden and his son over in the Ukraine and then over in China? And what was going on with all these, this situation over here? And Biden's getting angry about it because Biden knows he's in big trouble if this all comes out about what he did as vice president for his son. But in the meantime, they have this quote unquote whistleblower who shouldn't be called a whistleblower because it was only hearsay. It was like that phone game. Oh, I heard this. I heard this. I heard this. Were you there? No, I wasn't there, but I heard it. Someone saying it. Give me a break.
Well, the way the standards are, it's really funny because they're saying the DOJ or whoever it was said, you know, this is serious. Well, if you look at their standards, this doesn't meet any of their standards. Not a one. You have to be the person working in the department that was told or specifically saw something that was against
the
law, right?
Yep. No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Back to your thing about the Democrats, though. Do you remember the old MTV commercial where the rat was in the box and he kept going to the corner, hitting the thing, and it kept shocking him, and he kept going back, and he kept going back? This is like the Democrats. They keep going back. They keep getting zapped. It's like they don't have two brain cells to rub together to figure out what's going on.
All right. Well, that's a fact.
Breathe deep. Got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host, Kimberly Marin, is with us. She's going nubly. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever. You know why? Because they want to do the right thing, and they know about corruption, and they probably know that Joe Biden and his son are corrupt. They probably know that.
The White House considering releasing the transcript. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points to close at 26,949, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Please answer the question.
Right. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I'm really glad that you're with us, that you're involved and engaged. But let me bring her in because I always love when she's on with us, too. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, and I appreciate her time with us and her insight and all the craziness that's going on out there. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm, well, so far, so good. You know, we'll see.
It's Monday.
The day is, hey, there's a lot of hours left in the day. You know what I'm saying? And you
not
never
for me.
Know what
I'm going
those
to bed
are
going to
do. You know? No, I'm going to wind you up to the point where you won't be able to go to bed for like 4 hours.
Oh, no. I'm going to bed.
NyQuil Z. That's right. There you go.
NyQuil. Just NyQuil. NyQuil Z doesn't work. ZQuil doesn't work.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah, it doesn't work on me.
I'm afraid to tell you what I used to do to the kids when they were young and they were making me crazy. But let me just tell you.
Gosh.
I bought stock in NyQuil. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
All it takes is a teeny tiny amount.
But no, we were talking about it. It's like how Trump derangement syndrome is real, and it's evident here in California because every woe in California is because of President Trump or something he's enacted, right? So what people don't understand is, like, you know, you heard that the president came out and said they're not going to allow California to dictate what the emissions are in their own state with cars, right? Because what ends up happening, and I've talked to car dealers about this, is if they're really strict here in California, it's just as easy to make them that way across for the dealerships, for the manufacturers, than it is to make one version for California and one version for the rest of the country. So they know what they're doing, and they don't have a right to do it. Now they're freaking out.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right? Yeah, it's craziness. And they don't care. They just don't.
It's bad enough they have to do it with guns.
Yeah. I know, right? All right, so listen, this is the fun part. This gets even better. All weekend long, these lunatics were running around. And, you know, because we have to think, we still have 12 years? Because I know it was 5 years back in 69 or 71, somewhere there. And then they give us another 5 years, and we've had 25
years. I don't know, 20 years ago we were supposed to... Look, I live in the seacoastal region of New Hampshire, and 20 years ago I was supposed to be underwater, so I don't know.
Yep, I agree.
Sea levels are rising!
Would you go to a stock guy, your broker, if every time he told you to buy something, do something, or invest in something, it went sideways?
God, no. Would you go to a doctor, an actual doctor, if every time you went to your doctor because you were sick or something was wrong and he diagnosed you incorrectly, would you keep going back to that same doctor? No, you wouldn't.
Okay, so this weekend, they got all these kids, and I've got video on it. They've got all these kids out there screaming about the economy. Why are you taking the ecosystem? Why are you taking my life away from me? Why are you taking my future away from me? These kids can't spell half the words they're saying, number one. Number two, they really don't understand what they're saying. There is no way a bunch of kindergartners, first and second graders, got up and said, we want to write about this. Right?
Right.
The David Hall.
Yeah, no.
Who's that young lady that was out this weekend?
Greta Thunberg. Let me just look.
You have some...
Thunberg.
You have some information on this, don't you?
I do, and apparently her own mother wrote a book. Her own mother looks a little bit mentally deranged as well. But her own mother wrote a book, and she said that for years... So, mind you, you got to remember, this little girl is only like 15 or 16.
She just turned 16.
For years...
Yep.
So for years, apparently, this little girl had depression, eating disorders, anxiety attacks, and selective mutism, which means she would only speak to her closest family, not anyone else outside. She would have to speak to her father or someone else.
Is that real?
This is real. And apparently, they got a medical diagnosis that she has Asperger's syndrome, autism, and OCD.
Okay.
So this is a child who's got years of mental illness, and I'm not including autism or Asperger's in that. I'm including all the other stuff. She has years, because people, I know plenty of people with Asperger's or autism that are completely fine.
Yep.
But the other stuff is clearly a mental illness, right? And they have, apparently her sister has mental illness as well. I'm telling you, it's the parents. In this case, it's seriously the parents. But they, in my opinion, they're abusing this child who doesn't know any better. She's a child.
Right.
They've instilled this into her, and she's latched onto it. And, I mean, I'm talking like she has starved herself in the past. It's really... most people don't know that this background information. You look at it, she's a kid, she's really like concerned about the climate change, quote unquote. No, her parents are climate cultists. They've pushed this on their daughter, who's mentally ill, according to her own mother, and they're abusing this child. It's horrifying. It's truly horrifying that they're doing this.
And I saw her in a short clip. I didn't take the time to look at her in total, right? And I got to tell you something. She looked mad, mega mad. I mean, this looks like
angry.
She had some hate and anger in her like I've never seen before, right?
Yep.
Okay, I thought it was just me.
As soon as I saw her, I was like, whoa, what's going on there? That's why I looked into her. And then I had heard from somewhere else that her own mother had said she had mental illness, and she did, in a book. So it's not like her mother just randomly off the cuff said it. She wrote about it in a book.
Mom?
God. Yes.
Mom put it in a book.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, well, whatever.
So
I don't know what to say to these people.
I know. But I don't know what's worse, that they're abusing this mentally ill child because clearly her parents are deranged, or that people are following her and thinking she's the greatest thing since sliced bread. She's a revolutionary. No, she's mentally ill being abused by propagandists.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That are part of the climate cult. These people are horrifying.
Oh, you can't talk about these kids under normal circumstances, but they can, right?
I will talk about the... I don't... I don't care. If you want to be out in public, you're going to be get the same lashings you deserve that anyone else does if they put themselves in public. I don't care if you're 3, and I don't care if you're 89, okay?
Yeah.
But I looked into this kid, and before I even knew about her background with her mental health, I knew she was being used by propagandists. I knew that. That's obvious. But then when I looked into her, that makes it even worse.
Okay.
Because they are doing this, and she doesn't necessarily know what she's talking about. Just, well, neither does Al Gore, but yet, you know, he made $100 million off of it. So
I don't listen, being on the school board, I don't have a problem with the kids coming up and expressing themselves.
No, not at all.
And you know, they've done a little research, and they've asked for some help, and they want to present a point, okay?
Yep.
This girl, it was totally different. It was totally different with her. And the other kids.
Yep.
I mean, across the country, kids came out of school to do this, right? And I'm thinking to myself, why do you allow a third grader or a fourth grader to go out and protest? They don't even know what they're protesting. They don't even know what a protest is.
Right, and I agree with you with, and when children ask questions, it doesn't matter how old they are, right. You know, they should be presented both sides of the issue. They should be shown where they can get, you know, good research.
Right.
I agree with all that, and I have no problems with kids protesting outside of school, not during right. school. They're there to learn. That's why we pay mega property tax bills
Megabox.
For them to be in school. So after school, I have no problem if they protest. Not at all. But this is a whole different ballgame. I mean, this kid's skipping school, and apparently she's in a special school for disabled children or whatever. And those schools are really hard to get into in Sweden. So she's abusing that. There could be another child who really needs to be in there in her place instead of her who's skipping school all the time for her protests, quote unquote.
Right.
So there's a lot more. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye, and people should be aware of that. Obviously, most people would already think she's being abused by her parents anyway, or, you know, whoever, just like the little transgender drag queen boys who are being abused.
That is horrible, what they're doing to them.
The whole thing is horrifying. And the same with these kids who aren't legally able to own firearms, pushing gun control when they can't even legally own them.
Well, so when we come back, you know, Cory Booker, he may not have enough money to continue. I'm heartbroken.
Oh, boo-hoo!
I need the extra time. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins us still after the break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear, and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, for playing a game, for being part of the solution and not the problem. You know, really, seriously, get involved and get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. Now, you can give me your email address. I only send out one email a week, and there's a place you'll see for the newsletter. You can watch live, listen live. You can donate if you skip one cup of coffee a month. And give me that $5.67 you pay for the coffee, okay? Unless you're me, that only pays like a buck and a quarter for coffee. I'm too cheap to pay for that other stuff. Or if you want to be notified by text, a text alert as opposed to email, you can always text me at TRS at 77222. That's text TRS to 77222. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time and insight with us. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, just, I'll tell you what, I keep coming back to the Biden thing. And the reason I do is because notice that the only thing that the media is hung on is that the fact that the president told the Ukrainian president that he needs to look into this further. That bothers them more than the fact that Joe might have done this.
Right.
Joe might have actually, and he saw the video, and he's still not bothered by it. Not a word from mainstream media on that. I mean,
that's because you know as well as I do, and everyone probably listening, Democrats can do whatever they want.
Yep.
Whatever they want. They can kill people like Teddy Kennedy. They can rape people like Bill Clinton. Doesn't matter. They'll still be regarded in the highest levels because they're Democrats. It doesn't matter, Joe. It really, really doesn't matter. Because if you're a Democrat, you can get away with doing anything you want. Because you're going to tell everybody else they shouldn't do something while you're yep. doing it. Wasn't it, what was that guy in California who was gun running, illegally gun running?
Right.
But he was a big gun banner.
Oh.
Remember him?
Yeah, Ted Lieu.
Ted Lieu exists now, and he's not the same guy.
No, that's not him. I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. But see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. He was pushing all
that's
kinds
what I
of
mean,
laws
though.
Against guns.
Right.
Right?
Here, this is what they do. They pass all these laws that us little people or Republicans can't follow, must follow, but they can break any law they want. It doesn't matter because, well, they're Democrats. Of course they can.
Well, he didn't want, no. He didn't want any competition. That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, in that case. But that's what they're doing with this whole Biden thing and trying to point the finger at Trump. I'm wondering if the reality was that some more stuff was going to come out about Biden and that whole deal with his son in China and the Ukraine. Because remember, it wasn't just one country that Biden right. sort of played a role in. So maybe something was going to come out about that, and somebody decided, "Oh no, we got to point the finger at Trump first. We got to just detract from the stuff that Biden actually did that was illegal or whatever."
Well, you know,
that's how they roll.
What was it? Trump, the Air Force, or one of our military units landed at a Trump Towers or one of the Trump facilities. I think it's in
Scotland.
Scotland. That was it. So they
landed. They've been doing that since before Trump was elected.
I know, but this gets better, okay? So these guys get paid a per diem, right? To spend a night somewhere, spend a day somewhere, how much they can spend in food and that kind of stuff. The Trump hotel there is $30 cheaper a night than the other two hotels in town, okay? So they get to eat more food because they get to have more money, but forget even that part of it. So even if it's these guys are so sick. That even if the hotel is cheaper because it has Trump's name on it, they can't go there. I love
it. It's ridiculous.
You know?
It's absolutely ridiculous. They were doing this before Trump they made that a stop-off point. That was made a stop-off point before Trump was even elected.
Yep.
And they get to pick their own hotels. The hotel isn't picked for them. They stay sometimes at Trump's hotel and sometimes at other ones. It's ridiculous. But this is what they do. And the media doesn't tell you the truth. That's the problem. The media is complicit. And that's why no one should be listening to the media. Because they do not tell you the truth about an entire story. They will only push the narrative they want you to hear. And if it's about Trump, it's typically negative, and they're not going to give you the other side of the story or the facts or the truth. That's just the way it is. I've never been more disgusted with the media in my entire life. And remember, they're the ones who got me involved in this in the first place than I have been in the past few years since Trump got elected. Never been more disgusted. And the media, these are the same people in the media who pushed to make Trump the nominee because they thought Hillary Clinton was easily going to beat him. Dummy. I almost said the bad word.
Well, you know, it's really fun. Again, the Democrats want to. Here's another impeachment investigation. So I'm going, okay, you can investigate anything you want to, as long as you also investigate, you know, truly what went on with the dossier, right? And, you know, there's so many things that you can investigate, but the problem is you might implicate somebody on the left. God forbid you do that. So you're staying away from those things, but this is just another distraction for these people.
Right. The whole thing is a distraction. Well, because remember, you got to remember, Joe, Democrats have literally nothing to offer the American people. I mean, I'm not just saying that just because I don't like Democrats. I'm saying it because it's the truth. They have literally nothing to offer the American people. Their policies will kill jobs. They say they want to do Medicare for all. Well, you can look at any country and you want in the world that has universal health care like that or single-payer health care. It's a failure. It's a failure, kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You get worse medical care and you wait forever for it, or you get denied.
More expensive.
Or you still have to purchase stuff on top of paying 40% in taxes.
You're exactly right.
So... And education, that nitwit Bernie Sanders wants to wipe out all college debt.
How far back?
Probably, I don't know. He doesn't say.
I say that
but
because
let me tell you,
my wife busted hump to pay her college off.
Yeah, I paid mine off, you know. Right. So, but the point is, if it wasn't for the federal government's intrusion into the higher education system in the first place, the cost wouldn't be so high. It's their fault. Then here you got this yutz from Vermont who wants to make it even higher, who became a millionaire never having an actual job, just being a career politician. Figure that one out, kids. I don't understand why even one person, not even his wife, supports him. He's such a nitwit.
I want you to think about something. They'll rail against somebody who has worked hard to grow their business. You know, they've got 200 employees. They're worth a few million bucks. They want that person to give back to the community. Yet you get a guy like Bernie Sanders and a few others in there in Congress who have done no real work. They've done no hard labor. They've become multimillionaires, and the left is okay with that. Not a problem.
Well, how about Elizabeth Warren, who stole a position at Harvard from a Native American, stole a position from a minority by lying about her background, and she was making $350,000 for teaching one class. I can pretty much 110% guarantee you she wasn't worth it.
She got a raise. She got $400K coming in now.
Oh,
one class.
Special.
Oh, I love it. I'll teach one class for 100 years. All right, 150.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine listening to her for even half an hour?
No.
Twice a week? No.
I couldn't make it through her. I'm going to have a
She's going to be the candidate. It's going to be fabulous to watch her lose.
Well, her and I'd love to see her and Harris team up. Okay? Because to watch those two crash and burn would just be so much fun. I mean, you talk about pandering. Look at the ad. Have you seen these clips with the, Harris, and there was another one, I can't remember who it was. They were dancing at this event to show that they're like regular people, but I was watching them dance, you know. I'm sorry.
Have you seen Elizabeth Warren dance? She does the Elaine dance.
Oh, God. And you see them do this, and you go, really, is this where we come to? We want our presidents now, our presidential candidates, to be able to dance and sing and play the saxophone, and, you know, we forgot the tap dancing and acting.
It was even better this weekend. They were cooking steaks for like thousands of people after telling all the rest of us that we should cut down on eating meat because of the existential crisis that is climate change.
Oh, God, they're such...
Damn you people who don't believe me!
And here's the funny thing about it. I've said this in the show. I do have decent friends that are Democrats, okay? But how do you stand these people that are standing there, cooking meat, going out to these events, eating sausage, sipping through plastic straws, telling us we need to stop doing this. Hey.
Right.
Tell people where to find you.
Criticalk.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
This is you. Now, if you can get to sleep after this, you're one tough woman, because I know it gets my heart, pumping anyway. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love coming up in the next hour. I'm not telling you. You got to come over and check it out. We'll be back in just a little bit.